This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The head of the United Nations Food Agency is warning the spike in food, fuel, and fertilizer prices sparked by the war in Ukraine is threatening to push countries around the world into famine.
Global destabilization, starvation, and mass migration on an unprecedented scale. We have to act, and we have to act today to avert this looming catastrophe.
David Beasley also told a high-level UN meeting Wednesday, the latest analysis shows a record 345 million acutely hungry people are marching to the brink of starvation. That's up from 276 million in January 2022, before the start of the war in Ukraine. Before the war, Ukraine and Russia together accounted for almost a third of the world's wheat and barley exports and half of its sunflower oil. Beasley called for an urgent political solution that would allow Ukrainian wheat and grain to re-enter global markets. Protesters gathered in front of the British Prime Minister's official residence at 10 Downing Street in London Wednesday night, demanding Boris Johnson's resignation. The Prime Minister Johnson continued to defy pressure to quit from senior ministers and a mounting rebellion within his ruling Conservative Party, saying he will fight off any attempts to oust him over a series of scandals. After more than 40 resignations from within the government and with many Conservative lawmakers in open revolt, a source says some cabinet ministers went to Downing Street to tell Johnson he needed to go. Many lawmakers said it was now a question of when, not if, he must go. Among those calling for Johnson's resignation is Suella Braverman, the Attorney General for